This is CRY 104 FM Podcasts.
Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
So now we're going to turn our attentions to horse racing, and here's where we say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, how are things?
Good evening to you, Barry. How are you keeping?
Keeping well. Looking forward to this weekend's action. Once again, we've plenty to look forward to. And we're going to start with Saturday's action. And we have a local meeting just down the road in Tramore.
Yes, the third of a four-day meeting. Of course, Tramore, very popular meeting. Unfortunately, of course, we've no crowds at the moment. Barry has got good crowds down there. And it's the only flat meeting in Tramore, as I'll tell them, the Saturday of the fixture. And it is, again, tomorrow, the first of seven races off at 4:40. And some interesting racing here. Of course, National Hunt then on Sunday back to Tramore. We also have Dundalk on Saturday as well, starting at 12:55, eight-race card there. And then we go back to Cork on Sunday for a very good flat card. First race off of 7 at 2:10. So looking forward to plenty of action over the weekend. Of course, a big race in France on Sunday then as well. Maybe plenty of Irish interest in that. It's called the Prix-Jacques Lemoire, a Group 1 race over a mile. So lots to look forward to for the weekend.
That's for sure. And we'll start with Saturday's action. What catches the eye?
Yeah, Tramore. Johnny Murta is certainly one of the, I suppose, the stories of the season so far. Barry, he's having a tremendous season. 32 winners already in just 3 months. And he's got a couple of good chances at Tramore again tomorrow. The 4:40, I think he should certainly win the first race. A horse called Elite Craft, second to a decent filly of Dermot Wells last time at Leopardstown. His rating of 82 here should be good enough for to win this race. Shane Kelly rides this one. And he's on another one in the 6:15 again, trained by Johnny Murta, Power Warrior, who last time was seen in action and fourth to Princess Zoe in a big mile and a half premier handicap at the Galway Festival on the Saturday of the meeting. That was a fairly good performance. And even with top weight here, I think this one will take plenty of beating. James Barrett, next in line, has won his last two races, up £17 for that. Young Dinah McNonagall claims £7 off that, so that should have a good chance as well. Well, the locally trained Bardo Contigo was a good third last time at Naas for Owen Doyle. He likes to have winners at Tramore. That one will have a good chance as well. But I do think that Johnny Murta's Pearl Warrior is good enough there. In other races then, the 6:45, certainly interesting contest. This one over 2 miles. Tonkinese for Joseph O'Brien heads the weights after a good win last time at the Curragh and also at Leopardstown as well. This one likes the fast ground and certainly should go fairly close. Although he does have to bear Woody Munns' 8 and Bob to beat. This one was a good winner at the Galway Festival there a couple of weeks ago. Rachel Blackmore again takes the mount in this one. She's up £9 for that win and just might struggle to defeat Mandarin Monarch, who actually finished second on that occasion, trained by Andrew McNamara, down the very bottom of the weight there. I think Mandarin Monarch is a sporting bet to beat 8 and Bob. And maybe at the last race in the card, I think a horse there called Cool Colonnade, again Woody Munns's. This one was third at Galway a couple of weeks ago and just might be good enough to win under Jamie Heffernan, beat the likely top weight here, Jamie Summers, who does like Tramore and should go well for the Bows. But I think Cool Colonnade is a horse on the upgrade and will take plenty of beating this last race tomorrow.
Yeah, always a great meeting at Tramore. We'll be looking forward to that. Before we move on to Sunday's action, is there anything that stands out at Dundalk, Martin?
Yeah, the all-weather second meeting, I wonder, after the resurfacing there, they've had a couple of issues with the track towards the maybe February and March of this season. So they decided to put a new kind of track surface down. The last meet there, 12th of July, seemed to go okay. I suppose the surface is a little bit softer than normal. So packed outer runners here again, the first of eight races, as they off at 12:55. And in the opening race, I think Den Star for Joseph O'Brien should win this one, for Mikey Sheehy on board. This one has been placed on numerous occasions, but second actually at Naas there a couple of weeks ago behind a good horse called Steel Bull, and that form looks fairly solid. In other races then, the 125 Tyrock Brandy has a good chance for Natalie Lupini. This one was a good tour at the Curragh last weekend. He was kind of drawn at the wrong side of the track. He's drawn in the middle tomorrow. I think this one might just be good enough to win. The feature events at Dundalk, two very interesting races here. One in particular, the Irish Style and Farms EBF Red God Handicap, plenty of money on offer here. It's a very strong mile and a quarter handicap, and the top head here for Johnny Murta stable Miran certainly will take plenty of beating. This one was second last time at the Curragh over a mile and six, having an earlier one well at Gordon Park. Back to a mile and a quarter tomorrow, I think this one will actually go very well for Danny Sheehy, and he's a worthy top weight. A major reward for Dennis Hogan, certainly will have a good chance. By Dunica O'Brien's Mythologic was a little bit unlucky at the Curragh last weekend and will have a decent chance stepping up to a mile and a quarter. I'm going to go for Horster though, called Magnetic North for Shield Lavery. This one has a good each way chance, around 10 or 12 to 1. Has ran well twice at the Galway Festival, over 7 furlongs and a mile mile, very effective over a mile and a quarter as well. Although he has an outside draw to overcome, must have a very decent chance. Other races, maybe a horse called Balmarie for Mick Halford, should go very well in the 340. Certainly has the rating to suggest he go very well here. But in another race in the 155, the Mick Halford trained Ark and Ears has a very good chance. Likes Dundalk and came back to form last time and second at Naas. I thought that was a good effort and might just have a chance on their own wheel in there in that 155 race tomorrow at Dundalk.
Keeping a close eye on that. That is Saturday's action, Martin. And then on Sunday, we have our two local meetings here, Cork and Tramore.
Yeah, Tramore should be very interesting, a national meeting. And I think there's a couple of horses here, of course, with previous course form, which I think is very important in these type of races at Tramore. If you run well at Tramore once or twice, you certainly normally hold that form. And I think this 4:15 race on Sunday, the Heinz Palmer Memorial Handicap Chase, won the feature race. The top one here is Tony Munns has trained Josephina. This one has been toured in two decent beginners chases at Quebec and there over the last couple of weeks. Even with 12 stone here, I think it's going to take plenty of beating. Captain Kovacay for the Eamon Sheehy star yard should go very well. The second here last time, it's up £3 for that. But I do think that Josephina might be good enough to defy top weight in this handicap chase. Based on the card, the 4:45, Declan Queeley's Aldous, who was a good winner over hurdles here a couple of weeks ago, didn't run too bad when 15 handicap back at Tramore then just recently. I think stepping into a beginner's chase company for the first time, this mare looks a useful performer and might be good enough to win here. Certainly the fact that she knocked at Tramore is a big plus. The big race in the car is the 5:15, the McCarthy's Irish Bar Lexington handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Interesting contest here. Henry de Bomhead has saddled the top 2 in the race, Full Cry and Riviera Sun. And Riviera Sun was a fine second at Tipperary the last time he's seen in action. He was in a Galway Plate trial and he just got beaten on that occasion. He must have a big chance. But Shark Hanlon's Woodbrook Boy, I think, would certainly be probably one of the favourites. This was a good winner at Wexford last time. He's up £10 for that performance, but his horses continue to be in good form and this one must go fairly close. I do like though the chance of a horse called Custer Carabelli here, finished third at Galway last time out over 2.25 miles, will like the extra distance and might just go well at a bit of a price. Well, in the some other races Tramore, a couple of interesting ones. I think in the very first race, Santana Plessis has a good chance for Gordon Elliott. This one has been a little bit costly to follow, but he's been second in his last 3 starts, which I suppose you always don't like tipping horses to finish second all the time. But I think this time he should be able to get his head in front in the opening race at 2:30.
So that's Tramore's action on Sunday, Martin. And finally in Cork, how's it looking up there? Anything you like?
Yeah, some interesting races here. No really kind of major feature races as such, but after a lot of good racing in the Cork there in recent times. But I think in the 2:45, the Mallow race, a nice 2-year-old race, this, and a horse called Artisan for Paddy Toomey, yet to win a race yet, but it was a fine second in some good races there at Tacora a couple of weeks ago, beaten by a horse called Law of Indices, which is a very decent horse of Ken Condon's. He finished fourth in the Group 1 last week at Tacora. This form here, that actually particular run by Artisan was a very good one. I think he'd take a lot of beating that 2:45 race. Some other interesting race, the 3:20 is a 6-4 sprint. A couple of recent winners here, Eddie Lynham and a horse called Errols, who was a good winner at Sligo a couple of weeks ago, up £7 for that, and must surely go close here, although Jessica Harrington's Pixel Power was actually a winner last night at Leopardstown and should go well off a £6 penalty. While another one there, Tracy Narvento, has been a very, very consistent mare and certainly should pay her way. I think Errol saw the way he won the last time, suggesting he might just be good enough to win again. In other races then, Jessica Harrington's Ya Ya Baby in the 4:30 would be well fancied. This one was a narrow winner at the Galway Festival a couple of weeks ago, up £5 for that, and must have a good chance of going in again. Well, later on the card, Richard O'Brien's Mother Salsal was a good winner last time out. Again, he's up £5 for that one, but would have a good chance in the 5 o'clock. Well, in the very last race, the 5:30, a horse called David Garrick, trained by Edward Harty, would have a decent chance, third and fourth on his last 2 runs at the Curragh. Steps down slightly in class here, I just think has a good chance off his current rating in what is a very competitive race and what is an excellent card at Cork on Sunday.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to there over the course of Saturday and Sunday here in Ireland, I'm sure. All our listeners will be sitting down and watching that action over the weekend. We have to touch on the big race in France on Sunday. I think it's in Deauville, Martin, Group 1, and plenty of Irish contenders.
Yeah, we've got 3 Irish runners here, including last year's winner, Romanized, trained by Ken Conlon, the mounted Billy Lee. This one was a very good horse for the last couple of seasons for Ken. He won the 2000 Guineas at the Curragh in 2018 and proved that was no fluke by putting up some fine performances, including a very good win in this race last year. The fact he's only 6-1 for a piece last year with success. Suggest that it's a very good race, and it certainly does look that. He was a good winner himself, of course, from his last time of the Minstrel Stakes at the Curragh over 7 furlongs, and I think he would have his work cut out if he's going to win again. But the fact that Billy Lee has gone over to ride him suggests he's very well fancied, because Billy now, of course, has to do the quarantine and won't be riding in Ireland now for 2 weeks after his journey to France on Sunday. We wish him well in that. Circus Maximus for Aidan O'Brien, a rock solid performer at this type of level. He's got good form at Romani. He's actually finished first and second in Group 1 last year in France, and last time this one was second in the Sussex Stakes at Goodwood. That was an excellent performance. Of course, he won the Queen Anne Stakes before that at Royal Ascot. He's 11-2, Ryan Moore going over to take them out there, and certainly must have a big chance. But the favourite is Palace Pier, trained by John Gosling, the mount of Frankie Dettori. And Frankie's actually, it looks like under new rules now in England, that he's going to give up his 2 weeks riding as well, which is interesting because he could miss York next week because he's gone over to ride this horse. Now he's 5-4 favourite at the moment. He was a very good winner of the St. James Palace Stakes at Royal Ascot in June. That was a very good performance where he beat Pinatubo in good style. I think he's a worthy favourite. The best of the French certainly appears to be Persian King. He was the winner of the French 2000 Guineas early on in the season, ran well in the French Derby then as well. Well, Jessica Harrington's Alpine Star has already won a Group 1 level this year, and last time she was second in the French Oaks behind Fancy Blue, trained of course by Donica O'Brien. So a really top class race this one. I'd love to see an Irish win. I think Alpine Star has a very good chance for Jessica Harrington. She might be just worth a few euro each way, and it is a really, really cracking contest.
Yeah, we'll be keeping a close eye on that as well. Sunday looks a fascinating race there in Deauville. Finally, before we finish up, Barton, we like putting you on the spot here each and every Friday. If you were to pick two or three strongest selections out of what you've went through, what would they be?
I'd like a Per Warrior in the 6:15 at Tramore on Saturday. I think that's an excellent chance. Well, two colonnade in the last race at Tramore tomorrow, the 7:45. I like that one as well. Dundalk then have to go along, I think, with Tyrock Brandy in the 1:25. Really think that has an excellent chance. But I would take a chance also on the Fascinating Spirit in the last race at Dundalk tomorrow, the 4:50. Cork on Sunday, some very good race. And I like the chance of David Garrick in the very last race, the 5:30. I think that has a very solid chance. But 2:45, is the one I'd be looking at there. Well, at Tramore on Sunday, the 4:15, Josephine, I think, definitely has a really, really solid chance. Well, in the last race, actually, John Kiley's Erin's Benefit was a good third on his only start in a Limerick bumper a couple of weeks ago. He already had two winners there last night at Tramore, and I think this one could be another one for him. That's Erin's Benefit in the last race at Tramore on Sunday at 5:45.
Brilliant as always, Martin. We're looking forward to this weekend's action. Many thanks for joining us on the programme here this week, and then no doubt we'll catch up with you again next week.
You will, of course. Barry, mind yourself. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.